Our first reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. There's so many ribbons on this today, I can't find which one. Okay. Hear now the word of our Lord. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy on our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the path of peace. And this is what Zechariah said after his son John, we know as John the Baptist, was born. Our epistle lesson is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you, Paul says. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And our final reading is from, again, the book of Luke in chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Now, of course, we heard first Zechariah giving this song of praise to God for the birth of his son that he and his wife Elizabeth received at an age when she was believed to be barren, and he believed that he would have no heir and his line would end with him. His son was born, and now we go to the adult John the Baptist. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went to all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation." And this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Bible is a work given to man by God. The words were inspired by God. The words were recorded by man. The words have been preserved throughout the history of God's people. For a purpose. To prepare us for the time and the return of Jesus Christ. Throughout history, God prepared his people for Jesus Christ's first coming. And today, he prepares us for Jesus Christ's second coming. How well are you prepared? When you go on a trip, do you look up the route on maps and or MapQuest or seek out or look at your GPS or look at your phone, the GPS on your phone to find out how you're going to go there? Some people get in their car and start driving in a direction, trusting that they will get to their destination. Some people check the tires on their car and make sure that their oil is changed before they go on a trip. Others think about it when the red light comes on. Some people prepare and check their windshield wipers, and others become aware of the problem with their wipers in the middle.